from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei has told the Iranian people that this past week's nuclear deal with the U.S. and its allies does not signal cooperation with the U.S. on other issues. Mr. Khamenei spoke to Iranians Saturday at Eid al-Fitr prayers in Tehran as the nation celebrates the end of the holy month of Ramadan. He said the deal to end development of nuclear weapons in exchange for lifting economic sanctions is an exception to Iran's usual dealings with the United States. He called the U.S. arrogant and said Iran will never bow to what he called the enemy's excessive demands. Iraqi officials say about 100 people were killed in a suicide car bombing at the country's eastern Diyala province in one of the deadliest attacks carried out by Islamic State since they overran large parts of Iraq. Medics say the blast Friday at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khan Bani Saad also wounded more than 70. Many of the people gathered in the marketplace to end the month of Ramadan, women and children among the victims there. Police in Nigeria say suicide bombers attacked an open-air praying area in northeastern Nigeria on Friday, killing at least 13 people. That happened in the city of Damituru. Officials say the bombings were carried out by an elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl. The militant group Boko Haram has increasingly used young women and girls as human bombs, raising fears that the group is forcing some of its captives to carry out its attacks. The explosion struck an area where worshippers were observing Eid al-Fitr. At least 15 were injured in the attack. From Washington, this is VOA News. The shooting suspect in Thursday's deadly attack on Washington U.S. military sites in the city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, spent 7 months in Jordan last year. Investigators are trying to determine if Mohammed Yusuf Abdelaziz made contact with any extremist groups while he was in the Middle East. FBI Special Agent Ed Reinhold and is in charge of the investigation into Thursday's shootings.
We are exploring all travel that he has done, and we have asked our intelligence partners throughout the world to provide us with any information they may have concerning his travel and or activities while overseas.
4 U.S. Marines were killed Thursday and several other people were wounded at 2 military centers in Chattanooga. Supporters of Egypt's outlawed Muslim Brotherhood group clashed with police in several suburbs of Cairo. Police say a number of people were killed in the scattered violence. Edgar Duranian has details.
Amateur video showed small groups of young men throwing stones and shooting firecrackers at police outside Cairo near the Grand Pyramids of Giza. Police appeared to respond by firing tear gas. Egypt's Interior Ministry claimed that armed individuals fired live rounds at police from a bridge overlooking the street where clashes took place. VOA could not independently confirm the source of the gunfire. Witnesses say protesters were trying to block traffic on a main boulevard near the pyramids, but police prevented them from reaching the area. The Muslim Brotherhood group reportedly urged its supporters to demonstrate against the government to mark the end of Ramadan. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A patriarch of a powerful Philippine clan, the main suspect in a 2009 massacre of rival family and dozens of journalists, has died. Andolapatuan Sr., the former governor of Mindanao province in the southern island of Mindanao, died Friday in a government hospital. He had been in a coma after suffering a recent heart attack. Apatuan, along with more than 100 other people, including several of his sons, was on trial charged with multiple murder for killing 58 people, including 32 journalists, one of the worst political killings in the Philippines. United States and Cuba set to reach a milestone in diplomatic relations on Monday. The two countries formally reopened their embassies. A move is part of a series of recent steps to reset relations that soured between Washington and Havana more than 50 years ago. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.